Today, we're standing underneath the awning for the new Jewel Cool Cafe at Cedar Point, Sandusky, Ohio, where it is a balmy 55 degrees. With me is public relations manager and fantasy sports phenom, Brian Edwards.
How you doing, Brian?
Very good, Walt. Thanks for coming out, and thanks for giving me proper credit for my fantasy sports knowledge and expertise. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for the uninitiated, Brian was our Cedar Point fantasy football champion, and he most recently trounced me in the second week of fantasy baseball. So we'll talk about that. All right. Today is Monday, April 21st. So we're a couple weeks from opening here. And I think I speak for all of our friends here at pointbuzz.com when we ask about the 2008 season, and that is, what's new for 2009?
All right. We haven't even opened the season yet, and the questions are coming hard and fast.
All right, I got the joke question out of the way. Let's move on.
All right.
All right, so we're standing across the midway from Planet Snoopy. Tell me about Planet Snoopy.
Yeah, Planet Snoopy is our huge new attraction for the 2008 season, and obviously geared towards families with young children. So, you know, not your typical Point Buzz crowd, but, you know, gearing towards something towards families, you know. And, you know, that's one of the big questions we always get when we talk about Cedar Point is, you know, you always put in the big rides and coasters, but you never put things in for kids or things in for people that don't ride. Mm-hmm. And really nothing can be more further from the truth. We're always adding to the entire package of Cedar Point almost every year. And again, with Planet Snoopy this year, we're really geared. It's really geared towards families with young children like myself. You know, I've got my daughter's going to be 3 this summer. My son's going to be 1.5. This is the perfect play area for them. We've got 7 rides and attractions in here. Built with families in mind. I believe 4 or 5 of the rides, parents can actually ride with their children. You know, and speaking from experience last year, again, having brought our daughter over, there's nothing more special about coming to Cedar Point but than riding that first ride with your son or daughter, you know, and seeing the excitement in their eyes and, you know, seeing how excited they get to ride the rides and experience something with you. It's one of those priceless memories that, you know, very few other places or things can replicate.
I tell you, I know exactly what you mean. You know, I've got a almost 6-year-old myself, and a very tall one at that. So, you know, last year we ran the gamut from the little 4x4s and Mustangs and Kitty Kingdom, all the way to Iron Dragon, the end of the season on Gemini. So, or as he calls it, grown-up Gemini.
There you go.
And ever since he's been riding over the last few years. This is a completely different amusement park, and it's a completely different experience. And, yeah, I mean, 17 coasters, I'm not going to complain about 17 coasters, trust me, but yep. It's really nice to be able to do something with my son.
Oh, yeah. Again, when we brought the kids over last year, we never touched a big ride. It was we spent our days in the kids' area. You know, we hit some restaurants, saw some great live shows. And, again, that was fun for us. And like you said, yeah, this park has 17 coasters. I think Christina rode maybe 15, 16 rides last summer. That's not even less than a quarter of what we have here. Sure. So there's so many more things to see and do here. And but again, really focusing on family fun this year with Planet Snoopy. Like you said, we're here by the Jewel Cool Cafe, which is going to be a restaurant really geared towards families with a huge kids menu. And in addition to the adult menu, we're going to have the new shows over here in the Extreme Sports Stadium with the inline skating, the BMX show. So again, focusing more on some family fun this year as opposed to thrills. Even though, you know, we're not talking about the thrills, Cedar Point still is the place to come and ride those big, fast, great roller coasters and rides.
Yeah, and I'm looking over here, and I noticed you still have Raptor, so that's good to see.
Yeah,
that's back.
Yeah, Raptor's still here. Raptor's back again for its,
15 summer?
Yeah, yikes. It's,
makes me feel old because, as we were talking earlier, my first season as a Cedar Point landscaper was 1993, and that was Mill Race.
Yep.
So I'm going to get my cane and my handicap sticker here, I think.
It's incredible to think of all the changes that have happened at Cedar Point. Like you said, just in the last 16 or 17 years, you know, and it's so unique here at Cedar Point. I remember a buddy of mine used to work here in our foods department. We would go standing back out behind our office, and you could just literally sit and point out 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 coasters. Where else in the world can you do that? And it's right here in North Central Ohio, here in Sandusky. And again, you know, just to think back, 10 years ago, you know, that'd be 98, Dragster wasn't here, Millennium wasn't here, Wicked Twister wasn't here, Maverick wasn't here, Skyhawk, Max, I mean, the list is endless, and that's just all in the last decade, you know, so we're always improving Cedar Point, always growing, always adding new things, and again, while a Planet Snoopy might not be the big eye-catching, you know, wow attraction, for families with young children like myself, this is my Maverick. This is my top thrill dragster. This is exactly what we've wanted.
And I'm telling you, you know, looking at it, it's very sharp. And a lot of attention to detail and no concrete throughout the entire area, all brick pavers.
Yep.
It's very sharp.
Yeah, very bright, very colorful, again, very kid-friendly. So we're very excited about this upcoming season. You know, obviously myself as a parent, I'm very excited, but I think our guests, you know, again, to have young children are really going to enjoy this area. It's our fourth kids area. So again, we offer plenty, you know, we're known as the park with all the rides and coasters. Well, hey, we should also be known as a park that has a ton of stuff for those non-riders and for kids as well.
Well, and when you're talking about a park where you're literally going a mile from front to back, mm-hmm. You need those spread out areas, and now you've got options in the back, you've got options in the front. You know, whether you're spending the full day here and you get to the back, you still got kid options back there. You still have thrill options back there.
Yep.
You know, if you're a local or if you're a regular attender, you're coming in, you know, you might park in the back by Soak City and never even come to the front of the park in your entire visit.
Yep, exactly.
And it's almost like, you know, multiple theme parks in one amusement park.
Yeah, it's something our planning and design team really does a great job with, is they do a really good job of laying out the land, you know, where new rides and new attractions are going. And, you know, as you've seen, there's been a concerted effort back in Frontiertown along the Frontier Trail there the past couple years with Skyhawk, with Maverick, you know, to bring some attention to that area of the park. And like you said, yeah, you could spend the whole first part of the day in the back of the park and never even know, you know, Blue Streak and Raptor and everything there is up front as well.
Yeah.
There's really something for everyone everywhere throughout the park.
And that not only benefits families who don't want to go on an all-day hike,
mm-hmm.
but it also benefits, you know, the Point Bros crowd, the thrill riders. You know, of course, we do have a wide-ranging demographic. but for the kids on Point Buzz who are the big thrill riders, you know, a lot of times they find out in the afternoon, yeah, there's tens of thousands of people here,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? There's 75 rides, and all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock, and there's a 10-minute wait on Raptor,
yep.
and it's Saturday
yep.
in June, you know.
Yep, and that's one of the neat things about Cedar Point and having those 75 rides is, like you said, you could walk up to Magnum and see, oh, the line's an hour and a half long. Turn around, you're going to see 4, 5, 6, 7 rides staring at you in the face. Hey, ride on those, you know, take a ride on one of those. And I know we were talking about that in the car on the way over here, too, that I think there's a lot of aspects to Cedar Point that people may have kind of just glazed over the past couple years, that, you know, they come to Cedar Point and, hey, I'm only riding Raptor, Millennium Force, and Dragster all day. Well, you're missing out on so many other great things we have to offer here, you know. Take a ride on Power Tower if you haven't been on it in a couple years. Ride Thunder Canyon, you know, on those really hot days. You know, maybe explore some of those things that you know they're here, you know, but you've just kind of missed or skipped over the past couple years. And I think you really get a new appreciation for everything that we have to offer here at Cedar Point.
Mm-hmm. You briefly mentioned at the beginning the former Oceana Stadium / the former Aquatic Stadium / and it is now called
the Extreme Sports Stadium.
What are we going to expect this summer over there?
Very high energy show, inline skating, BMX biking, very teen oriented, but again, a high energy fun show. And that's really what that stadium's been known for, from the high dive stadium, and even to the animal shows, the dolphin shows that we used to have there. It was a fun break from the Midway. And, you know, and again, that really kind of dives into our live entertainment options that we have here at the park. We've got some great shows here. The ice show is all new this year. Again, we've got the extreme bike show, All Wheels Extreme this year. And, you know, I take media crews around the park all summer, and we'll go over to the Red Garter and see whatever show they have going on there. And after that 20-minute, half-hour show, I can look to that media person and go, quick, tell me where you're at. And they don't know. You really lose track that you're in an amusement park that has this great live entertainment.
Yeah, very outstanding. The ice show, Broadway quality,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the live entertainment. You know, I know that as a big, huge tractor goes beyond us. This is why professional radio people do their shows in radio studios. And while amateurs like me stand out in the middle of the Midway in a construction zone. Okay. All right. Train of thought. Yeah. I know that the show at Red Garter is tremendously mm-hmm. popular on Point Buzz, and for good reason. It's just an outstanding show.
Yeah, I've always said the live entertainment division here is by far one of the most underappreciated aspects of Cedar Point. The staff, the full-time staff all the way to the performers, put on a wonderful show. And exactly, you're getting almost Broadway-esque style performances here to the amusement park. And again, go see the Centennial show this summer. You know, just stop in and see that ice show. And especially on a hot July or August day, it's air conditioned. It's a nice break. And again, you're going to be entertained in that time that you're in there watching that show.
And, you know, and if I made a list of my favorite things to do in life, watching figure skating is not one of them. But you know what? I watch the show more than once every year mm-hmm. because it's just really good. It's entertaining. Yep. It's high energy. It's funny. The music is good. And the athletic ability of these people are just
amazing.
Completely outstanding.
Amazing. Yeah. And again, we find some great local and national talent that come in here and do these shows. And they move on to bigger and better things. We've got people on Broadway, off Broadway in New York. And it really is a great stepping stone that you can see some great young talent. And again, just another one of those underappreciated sides of Cedar Point that people just gloss over, but it's all part of the entertainment package we have here at the park.
Yeah, as I understand, there was one performer from last year's ice show who ended up doing Disney's High School Musical.
Yeah,
High School Musical on Ice.
Yeah.
So certainly no lack of talent mm-hmm. in the live entertainment area. Now, we're talking about Planet Snoopy. We're talking about all the family-friendly things. There's something that maybe isn't quite as family-friendly, ascending back in Challenge Park.
Yes. Skyscraper. I don't know how to explain it. The best way I can explain it to someone who's never seen it before or never been on a similar ride, but imagine taking a giant airplane propeller, strapping yourself on the very end of that propeller, and just starting it. And I mean, you're spinning around. You're going to be over 160 feet in the air, speeds over 55, 60 miles an hour. Just an absolute extreme thrill ride. It's a perfect fit back there in Challenge Park. Very excited about that addition back there. It is replacing our extreme trampoline ride. But again, we think it'll be a huge addition to Challenge Park back there. I guess they're going to love it. And I can promise you won't see me on it. You'll see me near it, you know, maybe catching a breeze off it. But yeah, I can promise you you'll never see me strapped on the end of that ride. It just looks insane.
I said that, you know, being that Cedar Point has one of the most tremendous safety records in the business, I have no fear of strapping myself into anything that you guys build. But I've never actually seen one in person, so don't hold me to that. We'll see what I actually end up doing.
I usually talk a big game about this time of year. Last year, I think it was last year about this time, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to ride Maverick. That thing's nothing. I looked at it running during the summer and went, yeah, I'm not that crazy. I'm getting too old to ride those things, and luckily I have a built-in excuse with the kids that, oh, you know, I'll go ride the kids' rides. But Skyscraper just looks absolutely insane. Again, it's a perfect addition back there with Ripcord. And now with Skyscraper, those are two huge thrill rides right outside Cedar Point. And again, great additions for Challenge Park.
Now, are we looking at Skyscraper ready to open on opening day? Or
Yeah. As far as I know, everything's ready to open on opening day. Like you said, we just traveled around the park, and there's just beehives of activity throughout the entire park. I don't think there's one inch of this park where something is not going on. Mm-mm. You know, here at Planet Snoopy, they're doing some ride testing. You know, the foods people that just walked by, they're getting their restaurants ready to open. They're going through their cleaning. And they're going to be going through training here in the next couple weeks. Merchandise employees will walk by Pagoda. You know, the doors are just stacked with boxes of merchandise that have to be price tagged and move into the location. You know, the ride staff is out there, you know, obviously getting all the rides ready to run. They're going to be going through their training. There's just so many things going on that this park is just super busy right now. And again, to the general public, they think, hey, nothing's going on there. They're closed. You know, nobody's doing anything over there. Where really there's something going on everywhere throughout the park.
Yeah. I mean, there are literally hundreds of people here today. And as you probably can hear on my poor choice of recording location, a lot of foot traffic, and a lot of car traffic behind us. Lots of stuff going on. And I tell you what, a few weeks before opening, and you're going to need every hour you can get.
Yep. I mean, you look at if you were to come in the park today, you wouldn't recognize it as Cedar Point. The midways are dirty. You know, nothing's landscape. You see there's piles of dirt here. There's leaves. I mean, the place really is a big construction zone. There's something going on everywhere. But the crews that we have here, the maintenance employees, you know, the landscaper, everyone just really comes together here in these last couple weeks. You know, we're right up against deadline. You know, it's almost like the day before Christmas for us. You know, the day before opening day, we're busy running around getting everything ready. But every year, opening day, it happens. You know, the magic kicks off. The park's pristine, clean, and new. And we're ready to kick off a whole new season.
Every year. I mean, between, you know, working as a landscaper here seasonally and of course, being here in the off season for Point Buzz, every year it's like, you're never going to make it. You're never going to make it. Every year it's like, hey, look at that.
Yeah,
this place cleans up pretty nice.
Every year I do the exact same thing where I think, you know what, this is the year something's not going to be ready. Yet every year, you know, something happens that night before we open, and the park's ready to go.
Okay, so we talked about a lot of the major stuff for 08, but as is the case every year, there's always dozens of little things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of the newer food options. Now, I saw some construction up there next to Cedar Downs on the main midway.
Yeah, we're going to have Subway is going to be in the park this year and also in one of our employee break areas, but we're going to be offering Subway subs this year. For local fans that love good local foods, Toff's is coming back, which, again, if you're not from the Sandusky area, Toff's is a legend in this area. They're building a new restaurant, a new location up there at the ice cream parlor, so we're very excited to have them back this year. Obviously here with the Joe Cool Cafe, again, it's really going to be geared towards families. We were in there before, and you can tell it's very Peanuts themed, with the cartoons up on the wall, very colorful, very bright, and again, really, really focusing on kid menu options as well as adult menu options. And again, you know, just kind of all the other things that we do every summer, you know, upgrading some menus, you know, trying to offer more healthy options. We've really made a concerted effort the past couple of years to offer our guests more healthy options, you know, because we know, again, it's just the fact that we listen to our guests and they tell us that, hey, even though I'm coming to Cedar Point, maybe I don't want the French fries. Maybe I don't want the cheese on a stick, which boggles my mind why anyone would not want cheese on a stick. That's my favorite menu option. I mean, I could eat it all year round if I could. But they've told us, hey, we want fresh fruit. We want salads and wraps and things that are a little healthier for us. You know, even though we're coming to Cedar Point, we love the park and everything else, we still want to eat good while we're here. So we've really added in a good mix of healthy food options. You know, just like with the chain restaurants or you know, those chain locations. Last year with Chick-fil-A and Panda Express, just two more different options that you have at Cedar Point. You can still get the fresh cut French fries. You can still get cheese on a stick and the big soft pretzels. But now there's, you know, there's some other options. And, you know, even though I'm not one of them, you know, when the family and I go on vacation to Chicago, we want to eat Chicago-style food. I don't want to go to a Friday's or an Applebee's. But there's people that do like that comfort in knowing that, hey, I'm going to Cedar Point. Oh, what am I going to get the kids to eat? Hey, we know Subway. We know what we're going to get at Subway. Right. Let's eat at Subway. Or, hey, we like our Fridays. We know what the menu is at Fridays. You know, it takes out some of that guesswork. And again, we try and offer something for everyone, and that's why you see some of these chain restaurants coming in.
And I tell you, you know, Point Buzz, you know, these are the park's biggest fans.
Yep.
And sometimes biggest critics, but we won't go there. both the two new options last year, Chick-fil-A and Panda Express, were both widely received very well by our users. And I know not only from a quality standpoint, you know, and a familiarity standpoint, mm-hmm. but also, you know, for being an amusement park, reasonable
definitely,
cost.
Definitely, you know, Panda Express and Chick-fil-A, I've never eaten at either of them before last year, and ate at both of them during the season, and just great food, quick, friendly service. You know, it's what you'd expect from Cedar Point food, but from a chain restaurant. And again, someone like myself, we don't have Chick-fil-A or Panda Express in this area, so those were new restaurants to me. They were great, you know, so now there's even two more options where I can eat. You know, even though, again, you'll see me in line for cheese on a stick throughout the summer. The mini corn dogs here are great. Famous Dave's. I love Midway Market. You know, the milkshakes at Fridays. I could go on all day talking about all the great food options we have here.
Yeah, pick your favorite kid. Pick your favorite place to eat. You know, yep. It's hard to do either one.
But again, that's another great part of Cedar Point is there are so many different food options, you know. Like we were talking earlier, the elephant ears. Who doesn't like an elephant ear? Fresh cut French fries. We went to Berardi's in Huron a couple weeks ago and had the fresh cut French fries. And I was telling my daughter, these are Cedar Point French fries, you know, and the vinegar and the salt and the ketchup. And I mean, there's just so many different menu options here and so many different foods. It's not just hot dogs and cheeseburgers and French fries. There's so many different things to eat.
But you got that too.
Yep. Oh yeah, we have.
Because you know, I have a picky eater.
You, do you?
In my family.
Yep.
And my son too. No, yep. I'm just kidding. no offense to my wife. Nationality change, I hear, over Hotel Breakers.
Yes, we're going to go.
There's that tractor again. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. But if you remember, if you've been keeping up with the history of Cedar Point, you remember there used to be an Oriental room or an Oriental wing there at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring that back a little bit. We're introducing, I believe it's called Tomo's, Japanese restaurant. And it's going to take the place of Dominic's in the Hotel Breakers. And again, Japanese-style cuisine from sushi and other like hibachi-style menu items. And I've never eaten at one before, so I really don't know what to expect. But again, it's one of those new places and the new offerings that I'll go and check out this summer. And who knows, it might be another favorite. I mean, I love to eat. I love the different to try different foods and different things. Again, Famous Dave's, I'd never heard of that before it came in here. And I can guarantee you, my wife and I have every item on that menu at least 3 or 4 times. The chili, the wings, the Famous Dave's burger. I can go on for hours. That food's so good. So
yeah, I have Cedar Point to thank for introducing me to Famous Dave's, and I have Famous Dave's to thank for opening one up 10 minutes from where I live.
Yes, there you go. So, but yeah, Tomos will be a great addition to Hotel Breakers. Again, all of our guests can go there. You don't have to stay at Hotel Breakers to go eat at Tomos. And again, just something different, something to try out this summer.
For those of you who may be picking this off of iTunes, we were going to have at Point Buzz, that is pointbuzz.com, pointbuzz.com. We'll have a complete list of everything that's new of 2008, more than we can talk about today, as well as photos from today's excursion around the park. You can check it out there. I promised you I would not mention the top secret project, Top Thrill Dragster 2, Electric Boogaloo. Oops, I'm sorry, I will censor that out. Anything else before we go?
No, really geared about the upcoming season again, really focusing on family fun this year. And, you know, we're out there, you know, our management's out there. They know the economy's tough. They know that, you know, money to spend on fun things is just not out there like it used to be. You know, and, you know, we're running into different competition now than ever before, you know, through the Wii's and the Xboxes and, you know, computer gaming. You know, kids are finding, you know, different things, different ways to have entertainment. You know, families just, you know, with mom and dad both working and the kids in school and in sports, you know, there's that loss of family time. You know, that's probably our biggest challenge is people just don't have time to do the things they used to do 10, 15 years ago. But coming to Cedar Point, and again, having the experiences you have here, nothing else can replicate that. You know, a video game can only be so fun. You know, we were talking earlier about the tax rebates and what we're going to spend our tax rebates on. One person, you know, just a mom or dad's rebate, $600, can buy the whole family of 4 platinum passes.
Oh, I know.
Then go to all of our Cedar Fair parks all summer long. And again, even if you don't go visit the other parks, you can come here to Cedar Point all summer long.
And Soak City.
And again, unlimited times all summer. And, you know, again, because I work here, we get family passes. So I get to bring my family over as much as, you know, as often as we would like. And it's a great option. You know, I'll get home at 5:30, and hey, what are we going to do tonight? Hey, let's go over to Cedar Point. We can spend an hour here and have fun and go home and not feel like, oh, we're not getting our dollars worth. That pass is paid for itself. You know, after 2 visits, it's like coming to Cedar Point free all summer long. And again, that's free money you're getting basically from the government. So what a great way to spend that tax rebate. But again, help the economy by pumping that money back here into the town and, you know, into the employees' pockets. But again, giving your family something fun to do and that ability to create memories all summer long. You know, you could take that money and buy a lawn tractor or maybe that new plasma screen TV. But that season pass is going to give your entire family something fun to do all summer long. And again, create those memories like I created last year with our kids. I can't wait to bring kids over this summer. And again, that's something that Cedar Point can do that no place else can do. So again, we really attractively priced our season passes, our food options, everything. You know, we're trying to be as budget conscious as we possibly can while still being a profitable business. And again, I really think we've done it again this year by keeping prices the same they were at the end of last year, lowering other prices, and again, offering something fun for the entire family. Obviously, I'm biased because I work here and bring my family here, but we love coming to Cedar Point every summer and we can't wait.
I tell you, I mean, for what you get out of a season pass and for how little it costs, it is absolutely a tremendous value. And you are not paying me to say this. I am saying this on my own. You know, I've been coming here since pre-birth. And I mean, what are we talking now? Oh, 6 months almost. I mean, because you're going to the first weekend in November now.
Yep.
You know, and pretty soon you'll be year-round.
Oh, jeez, don't say that. If anyone above is listening, don't. You didn't really mean that.
And if my wife is listening, there's nothing wrong with season passes and that plasma screen TV. Well, I think that'll about wrap it up. And, you know, hey, this is the first time I've ever done this.
Very cool.
And we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll do more of this during the summer. And I'm going to get this back and get it uploaded. And we're going to find out how much I screwed it up and find out that I forgot to press record or that all you hear is...
Why is this light not on here?
Yeah, all we heard is tractors all the time. I'm going to have to re-record it later. So that's it. Signing off. And we'll see you next time.